E.G. White to Burden, December 11, 1905. B-329-05. Sanitarium, Napa County, California. December 11, 1905. Dear Brother Burden, I have been conversing with you in the night season in regard to some matters that I will write to you about. We were conversing in reference to Brother Hansen and his manufacturing health foods. In regard to the family, you understand that Sister Hansen must be carefully cared for, because she has had lung trouble. It would be well for them to be provided with a home by themselves. They can be so located that burdens shall not come upon Sister Hansen too heavily, and where she can care for their own family. She may entirely recover from her lung difficulty, but it will be well to take every precaution. Matters can be managed so that those who need to be connected with the institution may not in any way be exposed. You and your wife may be wise on this subject, and a word to the wise is sufficient. We were conversing in regard to erecting a store, and one of authority who was in our midst, speaking to several present, suggested the propriety of erecting such a building at a distance from the main building and all other buildings that are now standing there, so that there will be no danger to them from fire. He suggested that changes would need to be made after thorough study, and that the building should be placed where the wind would not carry the smoke or sparks to the main building. Great care is to be exercised in regard to this matter, and intelligence is to be shown in the movements made. The speaker said, "You can all be a blessing to one another if you open your hearts to receive the precious love of Christ. Let all keep diligent guard over their own disposition, and then pleasant words will be spoken. Let not those who are connected with the sanitarium as helpers think that they have liberty to exercise authority over others. God will help the ones who are chosen to act a part in the duties connected with the sanitarium, to labor as workers together with God. Let them be sure to take charge of their own individual selves. Those who come to the sanitarium as patients are to see that Christian love and kindness are shown to all who are connected with the institution. Let everyone stand in his lot and place, refusing to go out of his way to assume authority as a dictator. The Lord calls upon every man to be courteous and to discipline himself. He is not to exercise authority that is not given him. Let everyone learn daily his lesson of preparing his own heart for the heavenly inspection, for the record is written in the books of heaven. Let souls be emptied of self. Then invite Christ to come in, and open the door of the heart to his knock. He says, 'If any man hear my voice, I will come in and will sup with him, and he with me.' This divine companionship is what is needed in every home, in every church, in every sanitarium. There is need of strong, spirited men, men who will be sure to do special honor to the Lord Jesus Christ. We must be preparing to become members of the royal family in the heavenly mansions Christ is preparing for everyone who through the grace received will wear his yoke. Christ invites us, 'Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.' In our character building, give encouragement to every divine, sacred influence. The blessing from Jesus makes everything good and profitable. Have his praise in your heart and in your voice and in your words, and your hearts will become fit temples for the Holy Spirit of God. Your success depends upon constant watchfulness and earnest prayer. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I have commanded you. Depending upon the Lord, you can do the very things that are to be done, without murmuring and without disputing. Satan is watching to secure every soul possible, to do him service by careless work and careless words. He desires to impress the minds of the converted and the unconverted that those connected with the sanitarium are lacking in piety and the meekness of Christ, that they are not Christians. Jesus will help you to prevent this impression being made. Christ would have everyone possess in abundance the grace of heaven. He desires that his joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. Every soul is to discipline himself in strict, faithful service, just as verily out of meeting as in meeting. You are in full view of the heavenly angels, and every faithful disciple may be, if he will, as was Ezra before the king. The hand of God is upon all these for good who seek him, but his power and his wrath are against those who forsake him and who trust in the help and friendship of the world, going to the God of Ekron to inquire, and heeding not the counsel of the living God. The children of God will know who is their helper. they will know in whom they can trust implicitly. And with Christ's help, they may, without presumption, have a holy confidence. Yes, His servants may safely trust in Him alone, without fear, looking unto Jesus, pressing on in obedience to His requirements, leaving everything that is joined to the world, whether the world opposes or favors. Their success comes from God, and they will not fail because they have not the wealth and influence of wicked men. If they fail, it will be because they do not obey the Lord's requirements, and the Holy Spirit is not with them. I am instructed that our only safety is in being joined to the Lord Jesus Christ. We can afford to lose the friendship of worldly men. Those who join themselves to worldly men, that they may carry out their unsanctified purposes, make a fearful mistake, for they forfeit the favor and blessing of God. I am to urge upon the attention of our people that the Lord Himself has placed a wall of separation between the world and that which He has established on the earth. God's people are to serve Him, for Christ has called them out of the world and sanctified and refined them, that they may do His service. He has been given all power in heaven and in earth. There is no such thing as maintaining concord between the profane and the holy. There can be no concord between Christ and Belial. But the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for Himself. And this consecration to the Lord, this separation from the world, is plainly declared and positively enjoined in both the Old and the New Testament. Brother Burden, before closing my letter, I will finish what I intended to say about the building of the food factory. This work requires much wisdom and genuine good sense. If you can bring it about, do so. Make the best possible use of Ministry of Healing to aid you in your work. I believe that you can accomplish that which seems to be a necessity. I think that if we all walk humbly with God, we shall always have grateful hearts. There will be those who will invest their means in our sanitariums, with the understanding that they shall be given a home there as long as they shall live. These should receive kind Christian treatment. Signed, Ellen G. White.